Record this shir, right?
Oh, my nonsense.
Camera, do more or Yisa,
or Bas. How come Ron Goldberg didn't come? He probably come in the middle of 9 o'clock. He comes in like 9 o'clock.
Duma okay. Lashon.
Duma v'al Yisa Bas. That's what I said. So what is Duma Lashon Kalosa? To praise. The word Duma comes from the word praise.
Yeah, this is not praise.
No,
this
so it doesn't mean literally to praise. It means to speak about. It means the dibur, kalosa v'dibur.
Okay.
Duma ircha olsabech. The Duma means the praise of your city has come upon you. People have praised you. V'hu lav chavu el dibur yeser shahayu nidborim bo al chavivusa shel baila. Okay, in that context, the context of the speaking about the Nusach talks about what people are saying about her, they say good things about her. The word Duma just means speech. It means speech. People are saying about another person more than what they say about a regular person. Now, they can say more about what they say about a regular person for good or for bad. For good means they're saying the person has milas yir shemayim, he's a good person. And then they can say more what they say about the average person, he does more averos.
Yeah.
The average person doesn't do these type of averos, but he does his averos. Ella, so v'ahud lav b'chashadu, ella dibu yeser shayinid barim bo al chavivusa shal baila. V'yav kolsa, also word kalosa, kalosa means praise. Lashon dibu yeser, therefore hu nepach lashon shevach. That's o lashon genai. So they praise him. So if he's saying of Yomar Degavart, the word Duma, you know that the word Duma is the word.
So why is Rashi saying the Nepa? It can be turned over to Lashon
Shemach. Yeah, sometimes the same word. The same word can sometimes, depending on the context, depending on how the word is used, it can either mean they're singing your praises or they're saying disparaging things about you.
Okay.
So therefore, in this context, Rashi over here obviously is trying to clarify because this is a very vague term. All Shmuel says, you have a person has a choice. He can either marry a woman who's a Duma, or he can marry a woman who's a very good girl. A very good, she has a very good
Duma.
But her mother is known to be a Duma.
Mm-hmm.
The child is known to be a fine Yiddish tochter. But the mother is no good. So yeah. The Gemara is Shmuel says, a Peltic Chiddush. Better marry the woman herself. The person has a choice between a woman who is a Duma, or marrying a woman who is a Bas Duma, better marry the woman, the Duma herself.
Why?
Than marry the Bas Duma. So he explains why. Why? Duma, the Alisa Bas Duma, Shazu Ba Mitipa Kashera, Vazuba Mitipa Basula. Because the Bas Duma, you have to be concerned that she's a Mamzeres. A Mamzeres.
But don't we say the right most of the time the children are from the
royal house? You don't know anything. So you're saying a Moiridikasha.
I only know that because the Maharishi spoke about
he's
this.
He's asking a Moiridikasha.
No, but that's the Machlaik you'll see later.
Moiridikasha, Roiv Bilasachar Abal. So why should we be Choyche that the Bas Duma is a Mamzeres? Teretz is, when Chazal say Roiv Bilasachar Abal, that's when there's no, that's when it's parif. When there's no reputation, no bad reputation.
No.
When a woman is stopped. Stam, there's a woman. So did anyone ever say a bad word about this woman? You never heard a bad word in the street. Do you really know? Maybe secretly she's doing averos. You're right. Every person you can say, you don't know what they're really doing behind the scenes. We can say roiv bi'iloy sachar abal. But when a woman has a bad reputation, then you don't say the roiv. Then you say it's kamat vadai. Kamat vadai, she was mizane, and the child's probably a mamzeres. That's the difference. That's the answer. You know, I heard that.
It seems like you don't have a choice. You have these two in the whole entire world.
Right. That's
you can marry
it.
Two.
It's like Shidduchim. Shidduchim is like buying a pair of tefillin. This is what people tell me. It comes to a certain point in time. Let's say you have a tefillin. You go into the store. You have this mushroom. Go into the store tomorrow. Are you going to wear tefillin or not tomorrow? Avada. So I have tefillin. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon today. You go into the store and you say, you have any tefillin? We have three pairs of tefillin, A, B, and C. So pick. Pick. You gotta pick one of the three. But that's it. You gotta walk out of custom. Tomorrow morning, you gotta wear tefillin. Shidduchim is a zel bazach. You gotta get married. What's available? A, B, C. Pick. That's all. It's all available. Tomorrow morning, you gotta wear tefillin. So over here, that's the case. There's a duma and there's a bastim. It's all that's left in the veld. The ganze veld. Only two women left in the veld. There's the duma and the bastim.
But you understand something. There's a little. It's very difficult to understand that because she's a machshet. She's a how do you call it? She's not an Eilecha woman.
Okay, but you'll straighten
her
out.
She could be Eilecha, but Nabuch, okay.
After you get married, it's a whole new dynamic. That's the thing over there. I wanted to show you over there. The combination of a man and a woman, the sum is greater than the parts. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. A man, that's what it says in the Targum. The Targum says that a man has a mazel and a woman has a mazel. And when two people get married in Shemaim, they take the mazel of the man and the woman and they bring the two mazolos together and they weigh it and it creates a naya mazel. That's not what it says in the Targum.
Who says this?
Targum in Tehillim, Mizmor Samach Beis, I think it's Pasuk Yud.
Really?
That when a person gets weighed,
they get a new mazel.
Naya mazel. When a person gets married, they take the mazel of the man and the woman and they weigh it on
very
a scale.
Interesting.
The mazel of a chosen kala.
And that's a Targum Unkelus.
No, there's no Unkelus on Ksuvim. It's so Targum. It's not Yonis Ben Uziel.
No,
I don't know.
Do you mean mazel or do you mean
mazel?
Do you mean mazel or do you mean muzzle?
Mazel.
I thought when you get married, you get muzzle.
I get muzzled?
1 second. So I'm a Targum. Who's the Targum? Dave's not.
How is your brother-in-law doing? How's your brother-in-law doing? Is he any better? No better? Terrible. What?
So who's the Targum then?
I don't know. It's a big kasha.
But it's early, but it's definitely
it has to be. It's on the printed. It has to be a very holy person. Okay. It's not Unkelus, and it's not Yonis Ben Uziel.
You sure it's not Unkelus? No.
What?
You sure it's not Unkelus or Yonis Ben Uziel? No.
What do you say, Shlomi?
Where are we up to, Ephraim?
Daf Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin Amar Aleph.
Where are we up to? I'm sorry.
We're up to Yom Atzmaut. We're up to Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay, so therefore, zub, do about zub. Zub amiti b'kasher, zub amiti b'psula. More the Gemara. Okay, that's the movie. It says, look at the Hilchos Rashi. Zub amiti b'psula, shema me'ovig chav me'oy mamzer. Because the woman who is called is a very good woman, but everyone knows that her mother was promiscuous. She was busy with other men.
Yeah.
So the male is a real concern that this girl, who is the child of the father, is either a goy, or the father is a mamzer. Okay.
So in other words, it means you could be machzel amut of her. If you rather marry the woman than.
So better marry the mother.
Because you machzel amut of.
Right. Exactly. That's what we're saying. When you get married, you'll strain her out. Okay. Like all these men, when they get married, they strain out their wives. No, it's not the way it goes. I never heard such a thing my whole life. I never ever heard someone say that when they get married till the husband straightens her out. I've heard about 1,000 times that when a person gets married, the wife straightens out the husband. That I've heard only 1,000 times. I've never come across a person the other way around.
Rav Yochanan said just the opposite.
Fine. Rav Yochanan says he's the person.
Not connected to the daf.
Okay, we have to stick to the daf. Stay on the tracks. Don't go off the rails.
Rav
Yochanan says he's the person to marry a bastard. Better marry a bastard. Why? It's a zoo. A minister becheskas kashrus. Murder Gemara. The daughter, right now, do we know, does anyone come forward to produce evidence that this girl is a mamzeres?
Yeah, but since she's a machsheva, why can't you say...
The child is...
No, but since she's a balaver, you have the daughter is a mamzeres.
No, but that's only when there's evidence. No one, look, all we know is...
Yeah, but that's
people,
reason, it's a chashash.
No, it's not enough. That's exactly what Shlomi Rabbi Yochanan coming to say, that what you don't know is good
is
for you.
Is it better to marry a mamzeres or the mother of a mamzeres?
No, you're not going to marry a mamzeres.
No.
We don't know nothing. We do not. All we have are rumors. Aduma means rumors. There are rumors circulating on social media that this woman is promiscuous. Licentiousness.
You're a day Duma.
Okay, there are rumors, but there is no proof. There is no absolute proof that there's anything that was there that was done. Mimela, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, listen, the daughter, right now, she's a Yiddish tochter. She goes to Beis Yaakov. She goes to Beis Yaakov. She's a good girl. She's a good solid girl. So what's your concern? The concern is that she, her father, is a goy, or her father, she was father from another, a man that's not the one that the mother is married to, which would make her into a mamzeres. Listen, do you know that as a fact? Did anyone come forward all of these years and present evidence of that being the fact? No. Memela, you have a right to have a chazaka. A person is becheskas kashrus. Memela, you could assume therefore Memela. Other rabbis, so you can marry a woman who's a good woman.
How come
the mother
doesn't play that doesn't play a role for him? Cheskas kashrus
for who?
For Shmuel. That
let's see the Gemara. So this is the machlekes. Like every machlekes, there's always two different ways to look at it. On the other hand, you can say no. You can say, why do you want to get involved? The mother, there's no chashash on the yichus of the mother. The child is a chashash. So that's the machlekes. Case, what does Rashi say? Zu oimedes. Look at the Hilgir Rashi. Rashi zu oimedes. Zu habas oimedes becheskas kashrus umuteres lebala ulatipa pesula lechashinan deroiv bilas. Oh, this is what Rabbi Shmuel Zev Lobel was mechadish. What he's mechavin to?
No, I heard this.
Deroiv bilas achrabal umibalam nesabru. We have a right to some roiv. Even though the mother was problematic, but even though the mother was problematic, we can still say roy b'lisachabal v'zu inay menes mechaz kashrus shemizane. No, the other way around. The mother is not mechaz kashrus. Why shemizane tachtof v'nesro love? We are concerned that the mother will go, they'll get married, but she will continue in her old ways. Just because you get married doesn't mean everything's going to be kosher v'yosher. Who says you're going to straighten her out? They'll get married, and then she'll go, she'll be mazan, and then she'll become also her husband. This woman has a reputation as being loose. So now he's going to marry her. There's a real concern that she'll go, she'll be mazane with a man, and when she does that, the halacha is that she's also lebal, also leboyel. The husband's not going to know, and he's going to continue to remain married to her, and he's going to be living in sin. Good. So we have over here, we only came to learn this, it was Kedai, a beautiful machlekes, Shmuel, a machlekes, and Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, a machlekes, when a person has only two women, there are only two women left in the world to marry. It sounds like a movie. There are only two women in the world left to marry. There's the Duma and the Bas Duma. And who should the person marry? Should he marry the Duma or the Bas Duma? We get involved in this beautiful machlekes, blumdis of Cheskes Kashrus, Roy Bil Sachar Habal, straightening out the woman, And these in Yonim, Machlekes Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel holds it's better he should marry the Duma and not marry the Bas Duma. And Rabbi Yochanan is Pum Fakert. Better marry the Bas Duma because she's a good person and not marry the Duma. That's the Machlekes. Omar Rava, Batizbra. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tizbra means, does this logically make, let's move Svara. Vatizbra means Svara. The top in the front means, the question, Vatizbra. Does this make sense? Is the logic sound in what you've just said? Noise lechatchila. You're telling over here that a person over here, the way the Maimer is structured is, a person has a choice between two women. And he's telling you, go marry this woman. Who says this is the only woman? Whoever told you that this is the only woman in the world? What is this? Lloyd's daughters? Achastoim. Chubatizbra. Is this logically sound? Lechatchila. Ella, what it means, Ella im nosa. It doesn't mean lechatchila he should marry. It means im nosa. Now, what does it mean im nosa? How does it solve the problem? Look at the garage, but this is lechatchila. Havada im lekalkulole. Ella al karcha.
Yeah, according to everybody.
According to everyone. Don't marry the mother.
And Rav, yeah.
Everyone agrees that marrying the mother is problematic because she has
and
a
big condition. And the daughter
also. Vada, no, the daughter is a little bit different because the daughter you can is a good person. The daughter is a very good person. She's a good Yiddish tochter. The only problem is the child is yichus. Maybe she came from a tipa psula. But what about the mother? Marry her? A woman, he's saying over here, parallel to Gevart, that a woman who has a bad reputation, you should stay far away from. A woman who has a bad reputation as being promiscuous, stay far away from the asking for trouble. And Rashi says, Vadai, the day will come when she'll be mezane, and the halacha is, Asa lebal, Asa leboil, and now you're in a lot of trouble. Havadai makalkulei, ve'el al-karchach mishabashtihi. There's an error. There is an error in the text. Uboyis litarutza ulimisnei, and we have no choice but to correct the gears with the words, im nos adam dumamutar.
You mean him not so other, if it happened already?
If you don't have to divorce her. The chiddush is you don't have to divorce. If he married her, you're allowed to stay married to her. You don't have to divorce her. Im, it means if im nos adam duma mutter. The kevon the boys litarutsa alma tana lav davka veloi mosfina mina. Once already we are forced to acknowledge that there is a corruption of the text in one matter. Then the entire Maimer Chazal is suspect. This is a very big yisoid. Once you find you have something, and you find a defect in one element of the product, every element of the product is suspect. So if you have a member over here, and the member begins Noise Adam, Duma Vialisa Bas Duma whatever, that doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing that a person like you would ever even say such words that a person lechatchila should marry a woman who is promiscuous. There's no such thing. So once already we know the word noisei is not a correct word, and there is some corruption of the text, you know what? The whole text must be corrupt from beginning to end. The whole thing is suspect. L'may nafgamina. Don't use this as a maimer chazal to challenge another maimer chazal. Okay? And so you saw it to learn from this Gemara. If something is not right in one area, then everything is no good. Okay? In the cave, and I once heard a conspiracy theorist talking about 9/11, everything is fine and good, and then he discovered one prat of 9/11 which didn't make one bit of sense. And he said, that opened up my eyes to realize everything now is suspect. Life, when everything is kosher v'yosher, fine. When one thing is no good, right away you have to follow what's going on over here. It's an eye-opening thing. So back to the Rashi, the cave and the boys, the Terutzi Alma, Tonelu, we have to fix this, Alma, Tana Lav Dafka. The whole Maimer Chazal is already suspect. Viloy Maisvinan Mina. You can no longer use this as a source to challenge from it. Igul Meimar. Bahanami Ta. Vitani Nami Bastuma. Who says when it says marry a Duma and don't marry a Bastuma? Maybe what it really said was marry a Bastuma and don't marry a Duma. Because once already the word Noisei is no longer correct, so maybe they got mixed up between the Duma and the Bastuma. Vananami, ki amrinan yis adam zu, velo yis zu, lav lechatchila im yim sacheres. It doesn't mean lechatchila that you should do so. It doesn't mean the person lechatchila. We're not going in the case of the last two women in the world. So what it means over here is it doesn't mean mamish. It doesn't mean that, because again, the way if you take it at face value, it seems to be saying that a person lechatchila marries such a woman. Chas v'shalom. Both of these two women are only bidyevets.
Right.
And the only time that we're coming to would tell you what to do in this situation is when these are the last two women in the world.
I thought it's talking about if you married, right. Don't have to.
It's like you're on Gilligan's
but
Island.
But now you're saying.
And the only one left to marry Shlomi is either Ginger or Marianne.
But now you're saying at the end of the Rashi, then you have a choice of these two.
What?
You have no other.
Right.
Rashi's going back.
He doesn't understand what I just said. He doesn't understand the word that I just said.
Rashi's going back now. You're saying that L'chayra, the Gersa, is not L'chatchila.
Shlomi is laughing his head off. You should see what he looks like.
So I don't understand. Rashi first says
what?
That this Rashi's, that's mistaken here.
Yeah.
He should have said if.
Right.
But now Rashi says no.
No, that's exactly what Rashi's saying over here. Rashi's saying this member of this is suspect because it says in Noisei Adam, a person should marry a
Duma. So you have to say,
it can't be.
If you marry.
And Rashi's explaining it means no such thing lechatchil. It means if you're in a situation where there's no one else in the world other than these two women, we're having now a machlekes, which one is the lesser of the evils. Lesser of the evils. And we have here machlekes, and now Rashi over here, the Gemara is explaining the word that because the Gemara already starts out.
So why does
word,
Rashi start and begin im? So Adam Duma
Mutter. I don't know the answer. Yeah, you have to be docting the word, but once already.
You hear what I'm saying?
No, I hear the
order. Lashon, he says, if you marry Duma.
No, Lashon is good. Let's go back.
No, it's not because now you're saying if that who could you marry the Katchel if you only have these two? In the beginning, Rashi doesn't say that. He says, so maybe the Rashi, maybe the Gemara is saying.
Once already the word Noisei is lav dafka, so Mela, maybe the one who wrote this memra, they made a mistake between Duma and Bastuma. They got it all wrong. So don't bring any rias from what it says because this entire memra is suspect. Okay, now let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara goes right to
so
this.
So therefore, what's the real gear?
It means the hilch. So what is about Ela im Noisei Tani? Im nasa, tininami bastuma.
What do you mean im?
The brisa starts off with
no,
the
I
word
know what the brisa
noisa.
Starts off.
Oh, mashmul, yisa adam. It can't be. You can't
right,
say
so
such a word.
So therefore, what's the gersa?
The gersa is im nasa. The gersa elatini, learn. The gersa should be elatini im nasa. Now, it doesn't mean if he married. The expression of im nasa connotes that you're on a desert island, and there are only two women in this world to marry. If you say Yisa, it sounds like, lechatchila, call up the shatran and say, I only want to marry a woman that has a bad reputation. I only want to marry such a woman. It's ridiculous. So what should the gears say? Imnosa, which would have a connotation that you're
situation.
Stuck on a desert island and there are only two women left to marry.
Okay.
And now which one is lesser of the evils?
Okay.
Once already we've caught the memra that there's an imprecision in the nusach of Yisa and Al Yisa,
right.
And it gives us the right to be choyshed that whoever wrote this memra, he made a mistake between Duma and Bas Duma.
When the Mishnah says Duma, maybe he meant Bas
Duma. Right, he wasn't careful.
And the same thing is with
right, exactly. You can't because he was sloppy.
So how? So
we don't know nothing. You can't go rely upon this memra what each opinion said because we already know as a fact that whoever wrote this down was sloppy. And once he was sloppy in the words Yisa verse Im Yisa, we have a right to suspect that he was sloppy when he wrote down the word Duma and Bastum. He didn't care. He mixed the two up. You have to be precise. Precision counts. Okay.
Yay.
Everything in life is about precision. Vaita. Vilks, now what is the bottom line there for? Ela Imnosa. Oh, once Imnosa, Tninami Bastuma. When it said Duma, who says it was Duma? Maybe it was a Bastuma.
Right.
Isn't there a shade, a shindal called Duma? Isn't that one of the shadim called Duma?
I've heard of that word Duma. Yeah, it could be.
There's a shindal.
I saw this in Kava Yasha. Yeah,
a shindal.
There's a thing called Duma.
Now let us say
there's a malach. It's a malach duma.
The Rav always says shindalits.
Where did you see that? Where did you come across this in the Gemara?
I don't know. I remember.
I came across in Kava Yasha.
No, I don't want Kava Yasha. It's too esoteric for me.
Way over my head. He talks about this as this malach.
Is a malach duma? Is it a malach or is it a shindalit? I don't know.
Did you know this? By the way, speaking about malachim, there's a Gemara that says there's a malach that could be heard or that you could see sofoy matsoifoy, and it's called radio. That's the reason why they called it radio.
Narayisi gams had melodies. Yeah.
Psst. That's what some told. Kobe, it's no coincidence why they called it radio.
Nothing's a coincidence.
Some quoted this Gemara. There's such a malo.
Narayisi gams had melodies. It's sadly this is our rakashlochem. Hilchos. What is the bottom line? We want to know halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Hilchos. So yis adam bastuma valyisa duma.
Where you up to now?
Hilchos. Halacha.
Hilchos. Yes. Yeah.
What's the psak halacha? Who should Gilgan marry? Duma. Ah, also Duma is the Sav Gehenim. Velo kol yardei Duma. Those who go down to Gehenim, to Duma.
By the way, believe it or not, what Mishlem just said now, the Kavayasha Taichis.
He said the Yibachan Kavayasha.
That Pasuk, like, maybe, as a drash, Duma.
Maybe he's a Nitzitz of the Kavayasha.
That the Malach, he says, I think he says
Shalom
Shalom. Okay, next.
Psak Halacha. Who should Gilgan marry?
Vilchasa.
Yisa Adam.
Yisa Adam Bastuma.
Duma. Bastuma. He should marry Bastuma of Al Yisa, the millionaire's wife. He's an Asian ish. She's not a gay.
How did he come to this conclusion?
Yisa Adam Bastuma.
Maybe she's not a kosher.
The Hilchasa.
But Chas is kosher. We're not afraid of maybe.
Vilchasa. Yisa Adam Bastuma. The Al Yisa Duma. Why? Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus. The Duma, we say she's going to be mekalkel the husband. She certainly is going to be mezane. And then the halach is she's osa lebal, osa leboyel. And then he's going to remain married to be living in sin. Hilsa halach is yisodim bastim val yisod Duma. The Tane Rav Tachlifa, Bar Marova, Kamed Rebavo, Isha mezane. If a woman is mezane, bonecha kishedim. Why? Even though we have a fax, we have proof. Proof pas that the woman is mezane. We do not need to suspect that her children are mamzerim.
Right.
Why? Roiv bi'ilois achar habal. Okay, look at the Hilchos Rashi. The Tanya of Khalifa, Hilchos Bas Duma came in the Ksheri. He toiv lois sheyiso enesh dehei tachta b'cheskas heter. If the girl is a good girl, a good woman, she's a Yiddish tochter, and she does everything kedasa kedin, so gevaldig marriage, a wonderful marriage. What are you concerned that maybe she's a mamzeres? No. Cheskas kashrus, why? Roiv b'ilois achar habal. Even though the mother is known to be
promiscuous,
roiv b'ilois achar habal. Yal yisa duma shemakalkaloi l'shamesh ima mishenes sholoi. What's the kilkel? Because the duma will certainly be mezane, and then she'll go back to her husband, and he'll be living with her be'isra. Okay, next Gemara.
Again, we said shemakalkaloi l'shamesh, again, duma shemakalkaloi.
The al yisa duma shemakalkaloi, shemakalkaloi.
She's going to go sin.
She will cause him to sin. She will continue to live
with somebody else. Yeah,
she will continue to live with her husband after she was after Mishanesh.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, now we go to the next piece of Gemara. Naya Shil Gemara.
So that we have to be more afraid of.
Right, correct.
Because it's also, correct, she cannot remain married.
It's incredible psychology, trouble chokhmah. You see, you learn a daf Gemara, you learn emes. The Gemara sets you straight. If not for the Gemara, das bal habayis hepuch midas Torah.
Yeah.
Learning a Gemara, the Gemara is telling you a svara nechoina. Svara nechoina. When you learn a Gemara, the Gemara is telling you all different sides, and the Gemara is telling you what is correct.
Yeah.
Putting your mind in the proper setting to know the divrei Elokim emes.
Nay.
Right. Now we go to new Gemara. Nay Gemara, boy of Amram. Okay, boy of Amram. Let's recalibrate the matzav over here, the duma. Let's say you paskin over here better. You paskin that better marry the bas duma, because the bas duma is becheses kashrus.
Right.
Let's say the mother was really bad, really really bad. Okay, she had a very very bad reputation. So can we still say roiv beilo sachar abal? Can we still say that? So, Barav Amram, Chayis Aparutzu B'Yoser, Mahu, Ali Ba Deman D'Yamar Eini Yisham Misaberes Elos Samach Levesta. So now we get into a whole new sugya Nida. The Gemara is discussing science and Hilchas Nida. When is the most likely time for a woman to become pregnant? How does a woman's cycle, her biological reproductive cycle work?
Samach Levesta.
So if the most likely time for a woman to get pregnant is the end of her cycle, a woman has a cycle today approximately 28 days. Correct?
Yeah.
When does a woman most likely become? I have no idea what the matzav is today.
I thought during that time, during the 2 weeks that could be with her husband.
Yeah. No. So during that two weeks, when does she get pregnant? In the beginning of the 2 weeks or the end of the 2 weeks?
Oh, so what's Levesta then?
What Levesta means when she sees dam, the end. Samach Levesta means
then she has to be parted from her husband.
Well, she's parted from her husband. Samach Levesta. A woman has a calendar.
Yeah.
Her body operates on a clock.
Yeah.
On a clock. A woman, every woman knows when she can expect to have dam.
Yeah.
So she knows this is the halachas. These are all the laws of Hilchas Nida.
Yeah.
When they teach all the girls, they teach the girls Hilchas Nida.
Yeah.
A woman, she has a calendar. She knows when to expect dam, and she has to be poireish Samach Levesta.
Samach Levesta, before she sees blood, she has to be poirish already?
If a woman sees blood every 28 days, on day 28, she's not allowed to be with her
husband. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
Okay. So now, but on day 27, I don't know all the exact details, but on day 27, she can be with her husband.
Correct.
And when is she permitted to be with her husband? So let's say in modern times, about 2 weeks, right? It's 2 weeks. So when do most Orthodox women become pregnant? In the beginning of the 2 weeks or the end of the 2 weeks? She has a 2 week period of time when she's with her husband. When do most Jewish women become pregnant? In the beginning of those 2 weeks or the end of the 2 weeks?
I see.
So it's machlekes. Oh, how could there be machlekes mitzias? It is never machlekes in mitzias. I don't know.
So when it says samach levesta means
the beginning or the end. When she's about this, I don't know.
Before she sees her,
we have a general rule that there's no such thing as machlekes in mitzias. Okay, but the Gemara here appears.
Oh, yeah, but you find a lot of times there is machlekes mitzias.
So you have to be done. You have to analyze the Gemara.
So there's a pshat in that. Yeah.
Because Rabbi Sholim will give a shiur one day discussing this topic. There's one opinion in the Chazal who tell us that a woman becomes pregnant at the end, the very end.
Yeah.
Now, koy dam ad yamar lo tibor, we have no shayla. We have no shayla. Why? Lo tibor loch, do lo yoda above.
What do you mean lo tibor loch?
Oh, so let's see. Do lo min to lo. No, the movie you're saying a chiddush. You have to be done exactly what it means to say Rashi. Rashi over here says, Chaysa, let's see Rashi. Let's go back. Rashi, Chaysa, Pusu, Yoy, said, Ikal, Mechash, the Roy, Bilos, and Mishal Achedim. Mao, She, Bonech, Shedim, Eni, Shal, Mesveres, El, Samal, Vesta, Lufnei, Veses, Nidoisa, Yoy, Mecha. Now, Dolo Yoda Habal, as veses nidasa, the
natural that she watches,
to that wash, that he should watch us. So over here, here's a chiddush. Who is the one that we're telling to watch over the wife? The husband. The worst thing you can do, a husband can have, is a child that's not his.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing possible.
Oops, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So the worst. So therefore, the husband is. If a husband knows that his wife is problematic, he's going to watch over her. A husband knows when she's no longer a nida.
Okay.
But the husband does not typically know when her veses is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let me mute it. Yeah.
A husband does not know when his wife's... The wife knows when she's expecting to see that. But a husband does not know.
Yeah.
But a husband does know when his wife is no longer in nida.
Mm-hmm.
That he does know. She goes to mikvah. He knows when she went to mikvah.
Mm-hmm.
So a husband, if you tell me that a woman becomes pregnant at the end of the vessel, so then therefore the husband says, I don't want my wife to become pregnant with a mamzer. So I'm gonna take my wife, I'm gonna tie her up. I'm not gonna let her walk out of the house. I'm gonna tie her up. So you can't tie her up the whole month. You only can tie her up at most a day or two. So if a woman becomes pregnant right before she has the vessel, the husband doesn't know when that's gonna happen. So there's no way for the husband to tie her up and prevent her from walking out of the house during that last day. But if a woman becomes pregnant in the beginning of her vessel, so then the husband does know when she's no
that's
longer
usually
in either.
When she comes out of the mikvah.
Right, so then if now is when she's likely to become pregnant, he's going to prevent her from leaving the house during this period of time, so that she should not become pregnant with a mamzer. Let's see another Rashi. Rashi.
You mean samach achra tefillah. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Look at Rashi. Ma'ashi is b'no. Ein yishum is b'mirs el samach vessel. Lufnei vessel nidoisa. Before the vessel. What is the translation of vessel? Means vessel. I think it means a time.
Yeah.
I forgot. What is the translation of the word vessel? Vessel means, I think it means a time period of her nidoisa. Yomecha de lo yada habal es vessel nidosa. Dilinatra oisa. That he will guard her. He will guard her. That day, mil is nice. Shema tesabe biznos. But e kiti boyloch plugs of the mizmzak the nida samuch litzvilosa.
What's the touch to kiti boyloch?
We have a dilemma. What's the gemara's love? We'll go back. The gemara's I'm the shailis. Over here we have a woman, and the woman is a perutza biyosa.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, what did we say before? A bas duma is permitted. Why? Roy Beilois Achar Habal.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why there's no problem with this. But let's say you have a woman who's a Prutza Beyoiser. We can no longer say Roy Beilois Achar Habal.
Okay.
50%. So 50% of the bills Achar Habal, 50 are not. There's a 50-50 chance the child is a mamzer.
So
we're saying, no, it's not a 50% chance. Question: when does the typical Orthodox Jewish woman become pregnant?
Okay.
How does the biology work? How does the reproductive system work?
So Eli,
if you can tell me the reproductive system works, a woman becomes pregnant right before she sees Dam Nida, at the end of her cycle.
So like, say,
question: does a husband know his wife's cycle? The Gemara is telling us a fact. The answer is no. The typical husband does not know when his wife is expecting to see Dam. He doesn't know. He doesn't keep track. He doesn't
Why not?
Keep track.
Isn't there a pattern?
There is a pattern. Yes, there is. But the Gemara is saying, Amitzias, the men have other things to worry about.
Okay.
They're worried about the Daf Yomi. They're worried about their weight. They're worried about their blood pressure, cholesterol. Yeah. They're not worried about their wives. They calculate the Zman of the wife's vessels.
Okay.
Now, if a woman becomes pregnant the very last day before she has Dam, there is no way for a husband to guard over his wife to prevent her from being mezane on the last day of her vessels. So therefore, what does this woman do? She's mezane. It's 50-50. So then we have a very big problem.
So leave with the band of Amr, Einishim Sabbath.
Let's back to the Gemara woman. The Gemara says, Amr of Amr. B'chai sabuz of Yotzim out. I'll leave with the band of Amr, Einishim Sabbath, and Misaberis, El Samal Vesta, Loti Boyloch.
What's the title?
There's no question. She's usher. Then we have to say.
Why? Because
the loyadaba. The husband does not know when she is expecting to see blood.
Yeah.
And the mela, when will she likely become pregnant? One day before that.
Right.
And therefore, the husband does not have the opportunity, the ability to make the calculation of when she may become pregnant and to guarantee to, and go and to tie her up. And
Keeps
prevent her from leaving the house on that day so she should not become pregnant with the mamzer. Yeah. So the male, according to that man, the Yomar, yes, that's game over. Game over. A woman who's perutza b'yoyser, we have to assume that the child that she has is a mamzer. Because there's a 50-50 chance possibility that she was indeed mezane. If she's stamen isha, there's a bad reputation, we can say the principle, roiv b'ilois achar habal. But if a woman has proven herself that it's not roiv, it's more than roiv, then we have to take into consideration it's 50-50, and if she becomes pregnant at the end of her cycle, and there's no way for the husband to know when that's going to be, so then there's no way he can protect her on that day, so we have to take into consideration this real possibility, and therefore the rule is that every child that that comes from a woman who's known to be a prutz b'yoyse, he has to be chayish, is a mamzer.
Yeah.
Ki tiboyeloch, when is there a reasonable question, even if the woman is a prutz b'yoyse, I'll leave the man diyama, ein isha misaberes el samach letzvilosa. The typical woman becomes pregnant right after she goes to mikvah.
So that he knows.
Oh, so that he does know. So therefore, if the husband knows.
Why would he know? What's his business?
Because she tells
him,
I'm going to mikvah today.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to mikvah, right? Whatever. Somehow, husband knows when his wife goes to mikvah.
Keep the yadaba.
So also, keep the yadaba. So even though
he's
this
gonna
woman,
guard her,
she's mezane at least 50% of the bilos are not with the husband. But the husband does not want his wife to get pregnant from a mamzer. So right after she goes to mikvah, the husband, he prevents his wife from going out
in the
street.
You know what's a pella? She's a perutza. And then she goes to the mikvah. I mean, she's
everyone has their calculations.
The
life is complicated. People do a lot of strange things. Okay? So my came in the other body to minatrula.
Yeah.
I Dilma came in the perutza b'yoyser. A woman who's a perutza b'yoyser, she'll be able to slip out. You can't hold back a ganef.
Oh, I see.
Someone that's corrupt, there's nothing you can do.
So
the b'yoyser low, the husband cannot control her. And even the husband thinks he's going to protect her from becoming pregnant.
So it says teiku. We don't know.
Teiku. Tishbi yitaretz kush yoyser.
Meaning that
we don't have an answer. The more the takeover is not going on when the women become pregnant. That's not the more take. The more take is the svara. To dan on is a very delicate svara. Do we say that a husband has the ability to protect her, or do we say that if she's prudes to be yoyser, she'll outsmart her husband?
Right.
She'll be able to go and outsmart him. And the Gemara says teiku. Tishbi yitadetz kush yois v'yabayis.
Meaning that we don't
we don't have an answer. The question remains.
Uh-huh. Whether we could
this is the Gemara's dilemma, and there's no answer. Okay. There's no answer to the Gemara's dilemma. The truth is, I don't like that pshat. No, it's tishbi's a modern pshat. That's like a modern pshat. That's like the Medina Yisrael.
No, taker really means it.
Let the question stand.
Exactly.
What taker really means is both sides of the dilemma are emes. This emes. Teiku literally means let it stand.
What about the
Matzias? That's a separate shot. The Gemara is not discussing them. And the Gemara is not discussing them. The Gemara is saying teiku. The Veld says that when Elyon Avi will come, it'll tell you what the pshat is. That's what they teach children in Cheder, and they made up recently within the last 200-300 years a Rashi Tevus, Tishbi Yitadetz Kushos Yavais. But the Mefarshim said the real pshat, a more profound pshat in Teiku means there are two sides to this dilemma. They are both emes. You have to appreciate when you learn a Daf Gemara, you're learning the purest form of emes. This is emes, 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 emes. And sometimes the Gemara is a dilemma. Back and forth, azoin, the Gemara is maskon is this is emes and this is not emes.
Yeah.
Here you have two tzadim. Tzad echad is a husband has the koyach and the will, the desire to guard his wife that she should not become pregnant after she comes out of the mikvah for a day or two. And then the Gemara is another svara. Once a woman has already established a prutza b'yoyser, you can't protect her. You can't control her. If she wants to be mezane, when she comes out of the mikvah with someone else, she'll be mezane, and she'll outsmart you. A woman has a will to be mezane, she'll be mezane. You can't protect her. Two svaras. Which one is MS?
Yeah.
Teiku. Let the question stand. Because both stodim, both svarois are MS. MS. I like that pshat much better than the other pshat. That tishbi yitarid's kushu abayas. That's a kabat.
Okay, next.
I like the mahalach, this MS. The whole Daf Gemara is MS.
Okay, let's finish.
B'elu shebezdin. The following we learned in the Mishnah. What did we learn in the Mishnah? The Elu
that if the husband is
the Kanula. Oh, husband's out of town. The husband is not available. Right, because so therefore, so in the meantime,
the Torah excludes him to be
they can do kin. In this case, even though the husband is not present.
No, he cannot do kin. He's a chayrish. You learn that from Ish.
Says,
no.
The kinui. That's the word is miyish and ischarish bala.
His kin is worthless. Bala.
A woman or husband is in prison. It says in the Mishnah. A woman whose husband is
Mishnah?
Incarcerated. And the woman is fooling around.
Where's the Mishnah?
The husband is in a correction facility. And now the woman is fooling around. And the husband, and the Bezdin steps into the picture and tells the woman, you better stop.
Oh, yeah,
stop
I'm prison.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
You better cut this out. we're giving you kinui, and then if you're going to do stira, we're going to give you to drink from the Maim HaMorim. So it says here in the Mishnah, the following are noshim which the bezin will take the place. You know, it's like a bris mila. You mentioned before bris mila. A bris mila, who does the bris mila? Who's achrayis is it? The father. Let's say there's no father. Who's achrayis is it? So it's a whole shayla. I want to from a psachia free.
I thought the Gemara says it, yeah.
Reb Zachrid, he's a moyel.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows all the Torah on bris mila. I want him to give a shiur on bris mila and get a gantz of shiur for an hour and a half. Talking about the Seder Hadvarim. Who is the Seder Hadvarim for bris mila? The first is the Tata.
Doesn't the Gemara of the Mishnah says Bezdin?
At the very end. Is there a din of the mother? Does the Achrayis...
Oh, but you see about Sepoira.
Oh, does the Achrayis... You can't make a reference to her. As far as for Matan Torah, you can't make a reference to different conditions.
I think it says, if she's Mechoyev to Mamal, then she can mal all the people.
You can't make a reference to her. Let's talk
about...
No,
I'm saying, but the Gemara...
But is there an Achrayis before Bezdin, before the Achrayis falls upon Bezdin, is there an Achrayis for the mother to do the Bris Mila?
Mechoyev or not.
So he brought a ganza pilpul, a whole pilpul. The pilpul, he gave a whole pilpul, beautiful shear with Bar Mekoyim, it's a ganza shear, the exact Seder Hadvan Medactic and all the Rishonim, there's no Shiloh. The first Chiv is upon the father, the last Chiv is upon Bezdin. And another Matzavus, not necessarily Bezdin, upon the community. Is there a Chilik Sevishim, the community and Bezdin? It's not the same. He got to share. The shear was not as good as the shear that Rishon Liman gives Shabbos morning at 7 Knesset at Vigdor, but it was close.
Doesn't it say clearly a woman cannot mal her son?
She doesn't have the first obligation because she is
but
not.
But let's say there's nobody else, she could do it.
Could she do the Maisa Mila?
Yeah,
but yeah, but yeah,
she. She herself doesn't say.
Doesn't matter. I don't know the sugya. I don't remember the sugya. He's a moyel, psachi freed. He did the milas all the Kanievskis. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zilzal Levrach, whenever he had in his family a bris mila, he came.
Okay.
He came from Eretz Yisrael to do the bris mila for the mishpacha of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Psachia Fried.
Next.
He's a very, you ever seen, he's a very beautiful person. He has a beautiful beard. He's always
next.
Dressed immaculately.
He's next.
A prince.
Tana Rabbana and Ish.
Weiter. Tana Rabbana Ish. My Tamalama Ish. It says Ish Ish. It says Ish twice. My Tamalama Ish Ish. It should have said the word ish.
Why does it say ish again?
Why does it say ish ish? Why does it say twice ish ish? What is the entire pasuk?
Rabbi is.
Pasuk Dabri al b'nei shalvi ma'at olim ish ish ki siste ishtoi u'mo'al b'mo'al. A man whose wife goes astray. Ish ish ki siste ishtoi. Why does the parish of Soite begin with a double word ish ish? Ish, it should have said ish once. My Talmud lemar ish ish l'rabbis eishes cheresh. That this parash doesn't only apply to a regular man; it applies to the wife of a cheresh, a deaf mute. Okay, yes, no das. Or the eishes soita, the wife of soita. The eishes shamum. What is a shamum? A shamum is someone like a soita. How does Rashi attach over the word shamum?
There's no Rashi.
There's no Rashi pella. So let me see what it is in the Masifta. A shamum is Adam Shaloka Bitimum Lev. A person is bewildered. A person that is shamum means he's like basically he lost his mind. Rachmana Litzlan, a person whose mind is not operating optimally. Okay, there's a Messiah, then you learn a Gemara, and the Gemara talks about people like this, and you learn the Lashem Shemayim, you nitzel. From ever having Rachman Lestan to have these things.
Vishalach Bala Dinasayam.
Okay, we learn about Shamum. People today is a very big problem. People now have clarity in their mind. Aisha Shamum, Vishalach Bala Dinasayam, Vishalach Chavush Bevei Soasu. The person was in prison.
And what's the so?
So therefore, the husband's not present. The husband does not have
the. So the issue is Rabbis?
Shabezdin, Mekanin Lohen, Lepoistan Miksubasan. Bezdin intervenes. Okay, and Bezdin
by that all these people,
and they go to the.
So
woman.
You're talking about Eishes Chesh cannot say do the kinnah.
He can't talk. He can't say to his wife. He can't say to the kinnah. He got to say. He can't do the talking. So the Bezdin intervenes, and the Bezdin. And what's the purpose? Because if the woman then goes and she has stira, so the husband can divorce her. She loses the ksuba.
Yeah.
There's a kach. Now the Gemara would seem to be saying that the kinnah of the Bezdin is not strong enough to give her to drink. From the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Yeah. I wouldn't drink that stuff. That stuff they sell for based on the Be'er Mayim Chaim. It's the Mayim HaMa'or.
Talmud Lima, whatever interest.
So it's not enough to give it to drink, but it is enough. It is enough to cause the ksuba. Shabez and mekana lo lepas the ksubasan. Yachal, I would think that the koyach abezin to kina yachal lashkoyson, that they can even give it to drink the maimorim. Talmud Lima, vehevi ho ish es ishtoy. And the more darshins, you have to be that.
And they're not. Yeah.
But only the husband can, when it comes to giving to drink, only the husband can bring her to the mikdash.
So you're talking about Aisha's, you're telling me Aisha's shaita cannot bring.
She never drink. But the Aisha shaita can get a kidney from Bezdin to prevent her from getting the ksuba. Let's see the Rashi.
But one sec, but why drinking not? Because the husband has to bring her.
Yeah. Right.
And so why can't you say the Chayrish? Aisha's Chayrish.
He doesn't have das to bring her. A cherish means a person.
You mean physically, he cannot bring her.
No, he lost his mind. He lost his mind. A cherish, when it says with cherish in the Gemara, it's very complicated. I remember once with a shem b'tzoy Shabbos sugi sfun dafyomi in Rabbi Halba Shabbos a couple of years ago on the sugi of cherish, and the Rashi who gave the shir, he basically he confused everyone at the end of the shir. Every time it says cherish anywhere in Shas, you have to evaluate what kind of cherish are we discussing. There's a cherish that just can't hear what he can speak. There's a cherish which means he's a cherish who can't do, he can't hear and can't sing. There's a cherish that he was once upon him was able to, but now he can't. In other words, there's an entire spectrum of the word cherish. So every time you have the word cherish in the Gemara, you have to define what type of cherish we're dealing with over here. L'choira, in our sugya, in Saita, Davchav Zayin, when it says cherish, it means a deaf mute. He can't hear and he can't talk and he has no das. He has no das.
You mean physically, all of these cases, they cannot bring they don't have their das. Wives?
Their wives are stuck. How do they get married then, right? How do they get married?
Yeah.
Good kasha. I don't know how they get married.
Right? We're talking about married. They physically can't bring
has
their...
Has to be marriage d'oraisa. Do you need das to get married? You need das to get married?
Yeah.
Puk chazi. Look at how many crazy people there are in the world that are married.
Okay, next. Rav Yoshe
Behavior ish as isha. Tamaloy ma behavior ish as isha. Behavior ish as ishtoy.
Next.
It stayed in the Torah. You shall bring the ish as ishtoy. Fine. Rav Yoshe Oimer aflash koisa. Chiddush. He holds that the Bezdin can give kinui ad kadekach to trigger
and also to
a koyach to give this woman to drink
to bring
from
her
the ber ma'im chayim. When the husband he gets released from prison, yashkena. No, so you know, it's he's saying like this. It's very delicate. The hashkena. No, it's good. The only time who's going to bring it to the bezdin to the giver to drink, the husband must physically accompany her, right?
Yeah.
So according to Tanakam, no, everyone agrees that. No one disagrees with that. Everyone agrees in order for her to drink the husband must physically accompany her. So as long as the husband is in prison, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But do we say that when the husband is released and he comes home, he can immediately proceed to take it to the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say that since the Hashka, the Kinui, was done without him, felt ois in the koyach to now to take her.
Right.
Hear the word?
Yeah.
That's the machloikis. The machloikis, everyone agrees that the woman's not going to drink until the husband comes home from prison and takes her physically there. Shail is, can the kinui be done in advance without the husband being present so that when you'll save time? So that way, when the husband comes home from prison, we don't got to go through the whole
Droshes.
Easy Gemara. Draw how to darsh in the pasuk. When they lay this year, Parshas Nosa, you come to these words. If you don't remember this Gemara, when they lay the Halakha Torah, then you did something wrong. You came here tonight to do something. You should remember when learn the Gemara. When it comes to Parshas Nosa, they read these Parsha. The Michael Movigi.
So again, Kiyatza Balam Beis Asurim.
When the Baal comes home from prison.
So what's the din? Shekin?
Now, can he right away take her to the Beis HaMikdash and give her a drink?
Nay.
Or do we say that since he, the husband, was not the one who administered the kinoi,
right,
he can't take her? Yishkena
goes on the next word, b'may komiflagi.
Goes together, yeah. What's the machlokes?
Oh, Yishkena b'may komiflagi.
No, b'may komiflagi. Period.
Wait, he could give
that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Yossi, he says yes. Rabbi Yossi says the Bezdin the Bezdin can do the Hashkor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then when he comes on prison, he takes it right away.
Yeah,
so now, but my call Milvigi, and for the Gemara, the Droshes. There are two words that are juxtaposed in the Torah. It says Vikina, the Havi. Just like Havi is his physical being, is going to take the woman to the Beis HaMikdash, so to Vikina, we need his physical body.
It has to be the same.
To be present.
And Mimela, since he wasn't able to do the Kina.
Therefore, the Kina is invalid. The Kina is invalid, and not, it's only going to be valid to lose the Ksuba, but the Kina is invalid to bring her to the Mikdash. He has to do another Kina. When he'll come home.
Since he didn't do the Kina, so he can't bring her to the Kina.
Right. And they go together. Just like the Havi means he himself.
So therefore,
the kinui of Bez is not valid.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi,
what's up? But the kinui is valid.
It's only valid for the ksuba, to lose the ksuba, but it's not valid to have a new kinui. Rabbi Yossi Sava, loy bin the kinui. He doesn't make the drasha. He doesn't hold the drasha. He doesn't dash and smuchim. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, the kinui of Havi,
Hamakane
lo yashkena. The kasha, the kinui nami haksiv es ishtoi. Oh, but stay, even if you don't dash, but it's how could not? It says ishtoi.
Her husband. Her husband has to want her. The baal makan.
The baal makan. Chod mishabim ishish. No, it's not a kasha. The drosh of ish. The drosha ish is yoytze krami pashte. This opens up a massive sugya. And that we should be zoicha to hear the chidushei Torah from Shalim Shlita about this sugya is that the Gemara is making a drosha, and this is an example. This is an encyclopedic topic, a Talmudic encyclopedic topic. Mm-hmm. Can a drosha be oike krami pashte? When you learn the sugya about can a drosha the Chazal make, can it be oike the pshutoi shel mikra? This is a case in point, a case study. Here it says vikina abala. It says in the pasuk that the husband does the kina, and the Gemara dares from the repetition of ish. Even if the husband is not the one that does the kinoi, it's the best that does the kinoi.
Right.
Good.
In order that
and now she
doesn't
drink.
Get it, right.
She does drink according to that. The second line, according to the Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
How could a drash of ish be oiker the krumi pashte? That's the
how is how Chazal. Is oikem krumi pashte?
Because the pasuk says vikina is bala.
I see what you're saying.
This is a sugya. This is a major sugya. Go through the whole shas. Shlomo Ben Yehuda, he learned shas 37 times. He knows. How many times in Shas 2007-11 after you have Shaykha Tim? So tell me right now. How many times in 2007 you have Shaykha Tim? So the Gemara Dash Oike Krabi Pashte, a Drosha.
Tan Rabbanim.
A Drosha Oike Krabi Pashte. 37 times, you should know something by now.
Tan Rabbanim, Asher Tiste.
New Gemara.
Asher Tiste.
Tan Rabbanim, Asher Tiste. Asher Tiste, you have to know how to pronounce that word. Tiste. It's a tricky word to pronounce in the Bali Kriya.
Asher Tiste, Isha.
The Bali Kriya. Tiste, Isha, Tachas, Isha. Isha. Mapikei. Okay, Isha, there's an Isha, and there's an Isha. Mapikei means husband.
Her husband.
So, Lahakish Ish, Isha.
Lahakish Ish, to be Makish, the puzzle is Asher Tista Ish, Isha, a woman, Tachas Isha. The first it says an Isha, a woman, and then it says Isha. So, the puzzle is Makish, a woman to a man. Okay, to teach you what Lahakish Ish, the Isha, the Isha, the Ish. So what's the purpose of the
Right.
Okay? To teach you a tremendous chidush. If a husband is blind, there's no din of...
It's not shayach that he was concealed.
The male,
talking about somebody,
the woman is blind. There's a drasha. It's mamash drasha. Equal. Fine. Rav Ashi Amar. The shame she chigeres v'gidemes lo chayso shoyso. The Chassidut says,
she has no legs or hands.
She was chigeres means she was lame. She has feet, but they don't work. Rachmana Litzlan.
No, I think the Makachir says gidemes, no legs.
Gidemes, no legs. Chigeres,
no
way around.
No, but gidemes means no arms. Chigeres means no legs. It's amputated.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what the Makachir.
I thought a chigeres was she has legs. But
I also thought chigeres.
Yeah, okay.
He limps. He can't walk properly.
I'm not going to argue with the Makachir. Okay. What's over here in the Mesif? Not going to argue the Mesif.
This
believe
was
the
Smaggot Shiro, Rav Schwartz said.
She'ein yicholam on yigidemes o shechoysa kitur yodayim. You're right. It says yodayim.
So let's finish up
tomorrow. The Tsev. The Tsev is against the Gidemes o shechoysa. The Tsev says in the Pasuk, Vehemit ha'koyin es ha'isha. Vinos al kapeha. Gidemes.
So you see, she has to have hands and feet.
Even though there's no pasta, it says otherwise.
Right.
Okay, that's the purpose of this drasha. Ma
ravashi
amar. Ma ravashi amar kashem shilemes lo hoy sosh. No, let's say she can't talk.
Yeah.
She can't talk.
She's mute.
There's still because of the pasta. The amra isha amen.
You see, she has to know how to talk.
She has to answer. Kachim hu hoye ilay v'lo hoye mashke.
Valdik.
Rashi, we have listed Rashi to this page.
Yeah.
Rashi, like this, over here, Isha, Tista, Isha.
Yeah.
Isha, Chis, Isha, Yikor, Yiserehu, Ludrosh, B'soy, Maparash, Zoy, Soy, Soy, Hakanois, Lak, Isha, Isha,
Isha. There's an extra pasuk, yeah.
Ki Mepharash, Rios, Gomai, Chosla, Rav Ashi, Amar, Mar, Mepharash, Akesha, the Isha, Isha, Mar, Mepharash, Akesha, the Isha, the Isha, the Isha, the Isha, the Isha, okay, next Rashi, Behemid Lochi, Behemid Lochi Geras. Haj no loch Arusa. Okay, Arusa, next. Shame.
No, they're davening
Marv. Alright, thank you for coming. Thank you very much for coming. If you wouldn't come, I wouldn't learn. I owe you a big yeshka for coming with me. Foolish shame to your brother in law.
What can I tell you? Matzim is very poor.
Where is he? Which hospital is he in?
Mount Sinai.
How many children do you have?
What?
How many children do you have?
How many what does he have?
Children does he have? Four? All right, good night.
Israel.